Yo, bro, just sit over here. Jeez.
Whoa, Yin, man. We're in a podcast?
Yes.
What the
I think
fuck?
it's a podcast.
It!
Okay,
Oh
we don't have an
shit.
intro music.
We don't have an intro music, but
What?
for I spilled coffee all over my drawings, but that's fine. It's
That's
priorities right
fine.
now. Oh my god. So.
Okay, guys, welcome to our podcast.
Ooh. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How are
So
you?
today's good. How are you?
I'm early.
Like, that was the only thing I didn't want to ask you because you were like, ask me how I am. And I was like, no.
Yeah,
And
fuck that shit.
here
You gotcha. I gotcha.
I am. Well, I told you as soon as we hit play, it's so weird to talk.
No, it's fine. I'm waiting for you to do the intro.
Oh,
Oh.
damn. I have to do the intro.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's topic is about love, faith, future, angst.
No, angst. We have lots of
Angst.
that.
We have all of
Yes,
that.
and because yeah, we just decided to get together and to just start talking in front of like a camera because I love attention and I enjoy talking to you. So when you came to me with,
Oh.
because how did you come with this idea to start a podcast? Like, why do you want to do it?
Oh, he wants the whole story. He
Yeah,
wants
give me.
the
I want the
whole
tea. Like.
story. No, like originally we came up with it when we wanted to start a YouTube channel. Like ever since then, we already had the idea that we really want to start a podcast because we're fucking funny and relatable.
Yeah.
Sorry, we gotta
Yeah.
start off strong. We're funny.
Well,
We're relatable. We're
yes.
sexy as fuck.
Yeah, we'll get naked at the end. So stay tuned for this podcast
Stay
where you don't see anything, but you'll hear us be naked.
tuned. You will hear my nip slip.
Yes.
No, but then my best friend actually started a podcast and I just want to be better than her.
Yeah, perfect. Well,
That's
competition. Yeah.
it.
That's
Yeah.
half the reason I'm here as well. So I'm really thankful for that experience and that you like kind of motivated and dragged me into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna just be like chilling here, talking about whatever we kind of feel like. And each week we'll have a new topic and a little something something. 'Cause you have something planned for me and I have no idea what it is.
Oh yeah, I'm so
Yeah.
excited for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
You
I'll
will
just
love it.
I love adventures and I love quests. So
Perfect.
yeah,
But
like
we will get to this at the end.
okay. Little tease. Look at
Yes.
us.
No, but why I chose the topic love was because you went to a therapist.
Yes. Let's start right there.
Like all the background information is missing, but
Yeah.
you went to the fucking therapist.
Yes.
Why?
So, okay. So we haven't talked about this yet because we're becoming these
No.
people that we're gonna say like, no, let's not talk about it. We'll talk about it on air, so my mom can listen. You know, like I don't know. But yeah, no. So I always saw the therapist because in the Netherlands it works like this: you get 5 free sessions, and each session, I wanted to have it like a wish. Like my fairy grandmother. Grandmother? Yes.
Godmother.
Goth mom. Ooh, my goth
God.
mom. Yes.
Okay, she's your fairy goth mom.
Yes, she just sits there. Shout out to Sophie. She's an actual
Oh.
goth mom. But yeah, so I wanted to do it like this. So my first wish was years ago. I wanted to talk about my past. So why am I so fucked up? Because like a short backstory, my name is Roberto. You are.
I'm Bianca.
Yes. You are. We're
I am.
idiots.
Yeah.
Yes. And I wanted to use my first wish and my Gothmog for to understand my past. So I went there, I explained my life, and she was like, "Yeah, your dad fucked you up." And I'm like, "That's fair, thank you." And I left, thinking like, "Yeah, that was useful." The second time I went there, and I wanted to know about my future. So I was like, "Please, Fairy Gothmog, what is in store for me in the future?" She was like, "Whatever you want." And I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to
Oh my God.
Australia. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here." So I went to Australia. And the third time, which was now a few weeks ago, I decided to find out, Fairy Goth Mom, who will I love one day? And he was like, "Keep talking." And I was like, "Wait, that was a question." He was like, "Keep talking." And I'm like,
Wait,
"Blah, blah, blah,
did you
blah,
just say, he said?
Yes, it's a boy now.
It's a fairy goth dad.
Yes, fairy goddaddy.
Oh my
What?
God. I
Yes.
think you've got your answer there.
Yeah.
Like, he's it.
No, he's not. Because the last time I was there, he literally said to me, and like I had no idea. Maybe I was like subconsciously flirting. I have no clue. But he said like, "It's very important that we keep the line separated, that I'm your helper. If I would become your friend, then this wouldn't work anymore." And I'm like, "We're not friends." What?
What? We're not gonna watch Glee together?
Yeah,
What?
so what is happening? So he said at the end, like, "Yeah, you're gonna need a therapist, like an actual one." And I'm like, "Fuck." So,
Wait,
yeah.
what?
Yes, so it's this wish is taking a little bit longer than I thought. I was like, "Yeah, so what's gonna happen?" And he was like, "Therapy." I'm like, "That's my love life, all summed up in one line."
That's actually super sad. What the fuck? Like, I thought you were gonna tell the story and there's like something that we can analyze or whatever, like something cool that the fairy goth mom or daddy said. But
Yeah.
no, it's just you're actually fucked up.
Yes. So, cheers to that. Good morning.
Cheers.
But I'm well excited because, yeah, it's apparently a lot going on, and but
Oh
yeah,
my
that's a
God.
perfect segue into our topic of this week. So, we're gonna talk about our non-existent love lives. Ooh.
Oh my God. Wait, but first of all, I still want to ask, like, you go to a real therapist now.
Yeah, not yet. So he's gonna like, these are again five free sessions, apparently.
Oh,
So,
why do you have again five free sessions?
like, he just broke my
I
whole
need
fairy
them.
tale. Yes, you do. I mean, you could.
Yeah, I do.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't get it either. I was like, this completely broke my fantasy of my wishes. Because now I already have like seven or f six free sessions, and I still have one more. And then I'm gonna go to like a real therapist, and she's gonna like
Yeah, but
analyze me. But I'm
these.
so excited for this. I love it.
Yeah. And that person is not going to be wishes or whatever, like not a fairy goth mom or daddy. He's going to be your love guru. He's going to be your sensei,
Ooh,
your senpai.
yes, I am down for that.
Yeah. And you have like five sessions to open up all your love chakras or whatever.
Yes, I will just be glowing like at the end of
Like
it.
every time you go to him, you're just naked and like a weird baby, whatever. And you're like, I'm
Yes.
ready to open the first chakra. And he's like, please stop.
Yes.
Please.
You have no idea what's happening here. Like, you don't
Yeah.
get it.
You have so many more problems than we assumed in the first place.
Yes. There's always like standard a cop next to him, just to make sure. Have you
Yeah.
ever been? Yeah.
With a
Yes, he's like, "Keep your dick in your pants." Like, I swear to God, this time.
gun. Yeah, you wanted
Have
to
you
ask
ever,
something.
yeah, have you ever been to a psychologist? I've actually no idea.
No. Like in Germany, it's so hard to get into anything. Like I'm German, I'm Bianca. Hi. hello. and
What did you
it's so hard.
say? Your own hello.
Yeah. That
That's
was the
cute.
crowd being like, hi.
Yeah.
No, it's so hard to get into anything here. So when I hear that you get like 10 free sessions, I get super mad because
Yeah.
I need one. I
Yeah.
need one.
Yeah,
Not for
for
my love
two.
life, just for my life.
Yes. Also, we just
Yeah.
like talking about ourselves. We could
We love
also,
talking about
yeah, we love talking
ourselves.
about ourselves, but we could also just go to the church. You know where you have like these confessional
No.
rooms? Is that
No.
bad? Because I would love to just
No.
sit there and just
I
go
mean, no, it's
like,
not bad.
no?
You can go, it's not bad. But what they're gonna tell you at the end, like, sorry for everyone who is super
Spoiler.
religious.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoilers.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning, Satan.
No, like, trigger warning. They suck. No, just kidding. Like, you sit down,
Triggered.
you say what you did or what you want to talk about, and at the end, they just come up with any Bible verse or something you can do, like, just pray and open your heart to Jesus. And you sit there like, I don't want to open my heart to Jesus. I want to open my heart to Chris Pratt.
Yes. All open.
Yeah, so that's why you can do it. It's maybe a fun experience, but I think it's so boring.
Yeah,
I
because
had to do it for church one time.
you did. Like, do you have like an experience that you sat there and you felt like maybe I'm oversharing?
No, like, do you also have it? Are you evangelic or Catholic?
Catholic. I'm raised Catholic.
Like, yeah, but you didn't have like any of the celebrations you have, like
I
communion
can
or
eat the
whatever.
cookie. Yeah, I can go in and I can eat the
Also, oh,
cookie.
so you had the communion where you were dressed in white and you were with some kids there. Okay, because in
Yes,
order to
they
do
tried.
that, oh yeah, in
Yeah,
order to
they.
do that, and like the thing that comes 4 years after, both times we have to go into confessional once.
Oh, we didn't have
And so I
that.
did it. Yeah, and what should it, like, a little 9-year-old girl confess? So I confessed something like, yeah, sometimes I fight with my mom. And then he was like, yeah, open your heart,
To
pray and say
Jesus,
sorry. Yeah.
Jesus
And I'm like,
Christ,
okay, thanks.
yeah, you should do it. But like, I sometimes fight with my mom. I like to put knives in her. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's disappointing. Yeah, so I just want to go there one time and just like tell the raunchiest things, you know? Like, I don't
Yeah.
know. Like, I went to this gay bar and they just like kept
Oh.
putting stuff on me, like, and they're like, And they're like, please stop.
Oh. They're really trying to not start like a exorcism on you. Like,
Yes.
exorcism time was tea.
They just sprinkle
Just
some
hear
holy
them
water through
mumbling.
the holes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no saving for you.
Yes. Because is there
A
like
cure?
a cure for what I have, for what we have? Like,
Yeah.
is love the answer? What do you think? Does love solve the issues of
Yeah.
the world?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Good. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I agree.
This was our podcast. Stay tuned for next week
Yes, one second,
when we
because my.
talk about other random shit.
Yes, that was it. Oh no, blur out, blur back in.
Yeah. No, like, okay, but since you've been talking about something that wasn't as light as I thought it would be, let me also say something that is not really light, because I
Oh,
figured out why I am also not ready for love right now.
okay, so
It's
what's
because
that?
I don't know, I get triggered when people assume that I might have feelings.
Does it hurt you, like on an ego level?
Yeah, it does. Like, I was talking to my best friend. Oh my God, I only have 15% and then my camera is gonna
Yeah, my laptop
give
was
up.
about to die as well, almost.
Yeah,
I
okay,
was
let me
like
plug this in and then
silently.
I will. I can't plug it in. Oh
Yeah,
no.
because for us, love has always been waiting for also when we feel ready to open up. And I think that's for a lot of people like this, that's you're always
Yeah.
looking for like a certain state of mind or a certain feeling or a certain mindset in order to allow it. And to get to that point is actually it's quite a struggle. And then people always say like, no, you just gotta let it happen. And then you just like try it and then
No.
nothing happens. And then like, no, that's not how it
Yeah.
works
Because
for us.
what hap to me 2 days ago was that I was video calling with my best friend, Anika, and she just said something like, yeah, you always have, like, and Elias also, like another good friend, also said something like this one time already. They said, yeah, you always have like some sort of boy drama going on. And I hate when people say that because I'm like, where? Just because,
Yes.
I'm sorry that some boys start liking me. That doesn't mean that I have boy drama going on. And then
You
I'm just like,
subtly
okay.
start like dressing back up? You're
I'm
like, no.
like, stop sexualizing me.
Yes, I'm not
Yes.
trying. Yes.
I'm not naked under
Yeah.
this. No, but as soon as they say something like this, I'm like, oh my God, maybe they're right. And then I just cut off everything that might go into boy direction. That's why I became a lesbian.
Yeah, Les Bianca, welcome. So
Thanks.
that's our first guest of the podcast is your lesbian side. But do
No,
you
but
have
that
like
what
an example of like the last time you were so triggered by boys and you started cutting them all out?
No, like it's more the feeling that my friends, like one of my closest friends, already think that I have so much boy drama. So that's why even if I would meet someone, I would not want to add this to the list for them. I don't know. Like I just feel so like weird because they assume that I have this boy drama. Like I
Oh,
don't.
yes. Like, I'm not dramatic. People, I'm
Like
not dramatic.
this one guy where Elias also said, yeah, boys drama, you introduced me to him. You promised him I'm the woman to marry. And
Yes.
then I met him and I was like, I don't want him.
He
And
made the drama, and then it's
now
your
I'm
fault.
having boy drama?
What the fuck? The
What?
patriarchy. What the hell? What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's I know the situation what you're talking about. And yeah, he did set it
And it
up.
triggers, yeah, it triggers me on so many levels. Like, I don't want this drama and fuck all boys. No.
Not literally. But if you want to, you can.
Oh,
But
you can. Like,
you
we're not
may.
judging.
No,
I
we're
mean,
not.
we're not doing it because we're losers, but.
Yes. Yeah, I'm still waiting for my hope period. Like, I'm 26.
Same.
Yeah, and I really want that period of my life where I just like thin myself out, you know? Like, do I have disease? Do I not? Like, I want to have like that worry, you know, all the time.
Yes. Yes. Like, I
That's where
don't
you're
want to
living.
have that worry. Like, I don't want to, like, die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want it to be all itchy. No, but.
Ichigo. Ichigo.
Ichigo.
Inyang kohi.
Kohi, pankeki. No, but I'm too virgin for that.
Yeah, me
Like, I don't
too.
know. God always makes me to another virgin. Thanks for
Yeah.
that, bro. It's not awkward at all if I start bleeding every time.
Yes, like every reincarnation is the same character arc over and over again.
Yeah.
Like it's just, please this time get a boyfriend,
Yes.
like go
Yes.
forward, have children, have a life, you know, like no, but you know what? Even though our love life might be questionable sometimes, I would say our life is fine.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm so happy being single. Like, I'm so happy. But sometimes I'm like, but am I single? Like, I'm happy, but I'm also very unavailable for other people right now. And that sucks a little bit. Like, I want to be single but still reachable so
Yes.
that if the time comes, I'm ready. But I'm
Yeah.
single and not ready, and that's like the connection that I don't like.
Yes. Like maybe people can relate to that because it is also quite a challenge to like make yourself available in a way that doesn't feel too vulnerable, you know, and also doesn't feel like it's forced, or because there's always this weird balance between being available and being needy. That's also really hard because what I have is that when I
Oh.
what? Yeah,
No,
because what,
keep talking because I think I can relate. Keep
yeah,
talking.
because what I have is like when I like someone, I always
Yeah.
get like these eyes, you know, like I really, you know, like I look at them
Same.
and I'm like, hey, I really like you. And then I'm going home and I see our life together, our children, and I go like to him and I'm like, what do you think, like Benjamin, or do you think Chocolate Rain is cuter as a first kid? And he's like, who are you? Like,
Oh
and
my
then
God.
yeah, he would definitely go with Chocolate Rain, otherwise he's not my husband. But I think that that's something that's hard for me to balance, because when I like someone, I like you and I want to let you know that I like you, but it
Yeah.
sometimes it puts people off or it makes people uncomfortable. And I get that as well, because if people really like me, and that also puts me off, but it's weird. Why is it like that?
No, the thing is, if you meet the person that also likes you,
Maybe
like he
that's
will
it.
love that you like him that much, you know?
Yes.
It's just they're not interested.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
I mean, bro, I had the same thing. I was in love for 3 years. Like, I loved this boy, and he had no idea.
I think I know
And
which
he,
boy.
bro, if he's listening to this, he will know. Julius, you'll know.
Shout
Shout out. talking about Julius, I want to
Mm.
tell you. I wanted to tell you that I saw him a couple of like I think 2 weeks ago.
How was that?
It was, bro. I reacted so poorly. I was
What'd you
really like
do?
I reacted so weirdly. Like me and Anika, we
Okay,
went
wait, give
to.
some background information about
Oh,
Julius and
okay,
you and who
Julius.
you are. Yeah.
Okay, so Julius is a guy I met like 4 years ago, and I immediately fell in love with him. It was just
We all know that,
like
yeah.
I went with him and some friends to Prague, and like he was just so perfect in my eyes that I fell in love. And then ever since then, I love him. Like I don't love him anymore. I just love him still. You
Yes, I
know?
know what you mean. Like,
You get that?
if I fall in love with someone, there's always a part of my heart that's always
Yes.
theirs. Yeah.
Like I don't want to be with him. I don't love him actively, but for, I will forever like have him in my heart. Like he was my big love, and he
Yes,
doesn't
yeah.
even know.
Yeah, he has no idea. Well, now he
It's
knows.
so funny if he listens to this, bro. Like that would be so fucking funny.
If I'm recording. No, I'm kidding. I'm recording. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, but like ever since then we've been friends. Like every now and then we saw each other, and it was always nice. And I can count on him. He can count on me. I want to be at his wedding one day, not at his bra as his bride. I don't want to marry him. Don't worry.
Yeah.
No, but now
The
I like
wedding
every time.
crasher. The wedding crasher would be
Oh
really cool.
yeah, but then I just go there and I don't crash the wedding. I just crash it to say I'm really proud. So
Oh,
happy
that's
that you
so awesome.
fell
Yes. Like, guys, I need to say something. Julius, I am happy for you. And then you sit back down, and everyone was like, that's nice.
Yeah, because like everyone would know if I'm at his wedding, like they would be worried.
Yes, we all have to like keep a hand on you, like
Anika is so ready to drag me down if I want to stand up. Like she
Yes.
said that she's ready for it.
Yeah. I'll just
No,
let
but
you
our
go.
friendship is really weird. Like sometimes we don't see each other for like a year, and then we see each other every day for like 2 months, and then again not for a year. So right now we're in this year where we don't see each other. And me and Anika, we went shopping to like a bigger city the other week, and we just parked. And I swear to God, the second I got out of the car, I saw a car like parking right across from us, and it was fucking Julius.
You're like
It
fate.
was no. I glanced over, and this glance was enough to know that it's him. You know, I was just
Oh.
like, oh my fucking God. So he was right across from us, but I would like and my back was facing him because I just glanced over, I saw him, and then I went back and I was frozen. I was frozen. Like usually friends would just be like, hey, like, oh my God, I
Yeah.
haven't seen you. But I froze. And then Anika started walking. And then Anika started walking to the exit, and I was like, I can't talk. So I just followed her, like all stiff. I was like, Okay. And I didn't talk for the first 10 minutes. So she was just talking at me. In my head, I was like, this was Julius. What am I gonna say? Like, what if we, like, why did I react this way? Why was I frozen? Like, what is going on? And then,
Yes.
like, after 10 minutes, I said to Annika, Julius was there. And she was like, what, where? And she looked around. And I was like, no, 10 minutes ago. And she was like, why didn't you say anything?
She didn't even
And I just said,
realize. She didn't
no.
even realize you didn't talk for 10 minutes. Like, probably.
No.
She's like, I'm living my life. I'm living and I'm
Yes.
talking. You're just
Yes.
like this. And she's like, no, that's normal for Bianca.
This is my world, and Bianca's just in it sometimes.
Yes, she's a guest in my podcast.
No, and
No.
I don't know. I
That's
just told
cute.
her I was frozen. I couldn't react. So I was so weirded out because 100% he did see us. Because when he was parking, me and Annika walked right in front of his car. And I don't know. I don't know why I reacted this way.
It's the part of your heart that just like through your body, and now he
Yeah.
knows. If he watches, he's not even gonna watch,
Yeah.
is he? He will. We'll
No,
make
he
it.
won't. Oh.
We'll make it.
Yeah.
But that's
Nevertheless, I had
intense. That's an
was so intense.
intense. That's such an intense reaction. Holy
Yeah.
shit.
Because like I don't have any feelings for him, any like active feelings. But when I saw him, I was just like
No, I get it. I really do get it.
Yeah.
Like that there's some people that you see them and it's like just it just freezes you. It's like the fight or
Yeah.
flight or freeze, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like the fake death. Like just pretend you're not real life and maybe the predator goes away. He's the predator.
I'm so happy that Annika started moving because otherwise I would just stand there with my back facing him, like, fuck. I can't move.
Yeah, that's super intense.
Yeah.
But thank you for sharing. This
Yeah, you're
was a free
welcome.
psychology session from me. I would
Oh.
say, yeah, so I would ask you, what would you have done differently if you could have moved?
I should have turned around and just wave at him and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, very healthy. That's a very
Yeah.
healthy response. Yes.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. Oh
How
my God.
humans.
I have another story, like a really short story. But do you have anything to say first? Because I was taking a lot of space. No?
No,
Okay.
I enjoy
Okay,
this.
we will come back to you, but I first want to tell you another little like story about a guy. So this one guy that my friend introduced to me, saying like, "Oh my God, Bianca is the girl you should marry." Like this guy, he likes me. Like I can like in every way he likes me. And he's been texting me for a while. And in the beginning, I texted back because he's Elias's friend. Oh, I said the name. Oops. He's the
Exposed.
friend
Yeah.
exposed. But like I told Elias that I will tell the story, and he was like, "Bianca, please no, please no." And I was like, "I'm sorry.
We'll
I
just keep the
gotta."
name secret so we don't know vaguely, but it's like we know
Yeah.
four people, so like they could have figured it out.
Yeah, it's really easy to find out.
Yeah.
No, but he's been texting me in the beginning. I texted back because I felt bad for Elias. Like they are friends, so I don't want to like
Yeah,
be.
come in between.
Yeah. So I say friendly. I never did anything flirty. I just friendly banter, I would say. And then I stopped texting him because I was like,
It's
I
off.
don't want him to text me every day. So I
Yeah.
stopped texting him back for like a week. So that I could like answer after a week, like a short sentence or something. And then now I completely stopped texting him. And now he had a talk with Elias. And he was like, because he didn't tell Elias that he's texting me every day, but I do. Like I tell him. Yeah. So he told Elias like, what is going on with Bianca? Like in the beginning, she was such a princess. And now she's behaving like a street kid. And I'm like,
What a
what?
metaphoric person, such a poet.
Yeah,
Like,
it felt so weird. And then he
yeah.
said, could it be like she must be bipolar
Oh, that must be it. Like, you're
then?
either, like, when guys figure out you don't like them, you're either a lesbian or
Yes.
bipolar or
And it's so
damaged.
funny. Like, yeah. Yeah, like, the other guy that I didn't like back after a while, just assumed I must be a lesbian then. And now this guy comes along and I'm not interested, and he's like, ah, she must be bipolar. It can't be that she's not interested. It just can't be. I don't know. And that's just like, I'm okay with that. Like, I let them believe whatever they want to believe to make them feel better. But it's still so weird.
Yes, it's weird, and it's perfect to get, it's for creating a character. Now you have a lesbian, a bipolar personality that apparently is hidden within you. The interest to go to a psychologist is increasing, but I would send all the boys. So, your love life, how would you describe it if you had to like pick a scene from a movie?
Yes, and I already like added a snippet because it came to me yesterday. It would be from Community. It would be when I think Shirley is saying, "Oh, we're trying not to sexualize Annie."
And
And I
everyone's
think that's
like,
it.
yeah.
I think that's it. Like, I don't want to be in that position. Like,
No.
no. First
We
of
try
all, it's
not.
sexual as fuck, you know?
Yeah, we try not to sexualize Bianca, but everyone is
Yes,
sexualizing
even I'm sexualizing myself.
Bianca.
But I don't wanna.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's
So
super intense.
that would be my movie theme, I think.
That's a good.
Because, yeah.
So
What
you're
is
gonna,
yours?
yeah. So first you're gonna perform, then this the community Christmas special episode, and you're gonna be Annie. Boop be doop be doop boop. Sex.
Sex.
yeah. Mine would be okay. So you've seen the movie It, right? With the scary clown. You've not? Okay, so the opening scene of
I
It.
know all the scenes, I
Yes,
think.
the o that's my love life. So the opening scene of It, a horror movie, where like Georgie, let's say that's my childlike innocence, just walks across the street chasing his little boat, and inside of the sewer is like the scary clown. He's like, "Ooh, Georgie." That's my love life. Just like trying to drag them into the sewer of my life, and I'm just like, "Hey, Georgie."
Yeah,
That's
you
it.
definitely have to go in therapy.
Yes.
Like, just
On...
start randomly clapping, like,
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so basically that. How long have we been on? I think
I have no idea.
not same.
Because we started recording really early, but we started the episode like maybe 10 minutes in.
Yes. I really
How are we
enjoy
gonna
it so
figure out?
far.
I
I really
love
like it.
it. Like,
Yes.
talking to you is so easy.
Yeah, same.
Where can we see how long we've been like?
I think it's half an hour, so we have some time because I just checked my phone. So, okay. And I have another question prepared for you. What
Oh,
would
damn.
your, yeah, what would your ideal partner be then? Like, what's the
I had the
perfect
same
man?
question prepared for you. Like,
Ooh, look at
that
us.
was one of the only questions. I was like, yes. I have one
Yes.
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my ideal partner, and that already also includes the question I want to ask you, is he needs to be, first of all, extroverted, because I'm an extroverted person. I hate being alone. Like, I can
Yeah.
give people alone time, but if you ask me, I would love to be with my friends every single day, all day long.
Like we did backpacking. When in Australia,
Backpacking, or when I was living with you in the flat, like I just enjoy having my friends, like the people I love, really fucking close to me. So that's why my partner has to be the same. Like, he needs to be ready to, like, at every hour to be like, Bianca, come over. And I'm like, Like, I was already parked outside the corner just waiting for him to
Yes,
text
just
me, like, no, I'm there.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that. I also need someone like that in my life. But I need someone that, like, because I'm an introvert, like, for myself, like, I need alone time to
Yes.
recharge. But I need people who are extroverted around me to, like, pull me back out. Because otherwise,
Yes.
I'll disappear. Like, I need
Yeah.
someone that
Like, I need
says, yeah.
a maker, like someone
Yes.
who does stuff. Like, and like
Oh,
not
yeah.
one of those stoner boys that just sit at home and like, I don't know. I mean, it's
kind
of cute.
Yes, sweatpants are
sweatpants.
Yes.
Yeah, like I hate, like it's so weird, but I hate when guys wear jeans. It also looks so stuck up, you know. I don't know. It's so weird.
Well, it works if they're, for me, like, I know you don't like muscles, but for me, yeah, when they're, like, very muscular, and it's just, like, I don't know why, like, just the more muscles a guy has, it feels like the tighter their clothing gets, you know? It's like, I want to, like, pop everything. And I kind of appreciate that. I appreciate the effort. It's like a
know,
nice wrapped gift that you can, like, just tear open, you know?
yeah, no, not for me. Yeah. Like he needs to be extroverted. He needs to be what is it when, oh, what is the word? Like if I say let's go to Prague tomorrow and he goes.
Oh, he's impulsive.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
Impulsive and spontaneous.
Yes.
Like I hate planning. Like for me, I don't make plans. I just do stuff. So he needs to be able to do it as well. And what is so important for me is that he can make decisions. Because I can't, so he has to. Like, I don't want to be asked, where do you want to go for dinner tonight? Like, no.
Just tell me
we go there, and I'm happy.
Yes, tell me what to wear, what to do, like someone
tell
to take over.
Tell me what we're going to watch. Take the Spotify and put on a song. Take Netflix and put on a movie. Like, I don't want to do that. You have to.
You want to be controlled. You want to be, like, slowly taken over, and that's... I think there's a king for that somewhere. Like there must be.
Definitely. Yeah.
So basically, you're into sugar daddies.
Oh no, not at all.
No. So, neither.
What is your perfect partner?
Poof. anyone at this point?
I didn't think about this.
Just that guy.
Hey. Oh, he's perfect.
He's perfect, and I'd say that someone who can, like, let me be sensitive when I need to be sensitive, or someone I can laugh with is very important. Like, if that person ain't funny, and I hear a lot of people say it, then he ain't no good. I don't know where that came from. But, and apart from that, I think that's at the core. Like, someone who is, like, I like a guy who looks tough, but actually isn't, you know? Like, so a bit damaged on the outside.
Ooh.
But yeah, you know, and
I love damaged on the inside, bro.
There's so many red flags, you know.
yeah, like I said, I love when we fight and he punches the wall. I'm like, like, I want this to be my next relationship. Like,
yes. And then you just stand in front of the wall. No, punch me instead. He's like, what the fuck?
No, that's the hot thing. Like, the wall, it could be me, but it isn't.
Oh, yeah. It could be me. Like, you make me so angry.
Bro.
You're like, yeah. But, yeah, so someone who's kind of tough-looking, but actually is very sweet on the inside. Like, for me, he doesn't have to be smart. Like, that's always been a thing. I kind of
like
smart. Yes, like, everyone says to me, like, look, you don't really want that because, like, if you can't have a conversation with someone, then you're really going to be stuck. But I always have this fantasy that I'm just at home with him, and he's like, hey, can you grab a beer? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he gets the beer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. And that's it, you know? Just like chilling on the couch, and I'm like,
that also really suits you.
Yes, like a police guy or a firefighter, you know?
Just called every firefighter police guy dump.
Drinking beer and slightly aggression problems, yes.
No, but for me, like, it's really important that he has to have a level of smartness, because, like, not book smart. I don't need, like, that's hot, I have to say. Like, in Asia, the guy that I was, like, dating almost, like, he was so smart and it was so attractive. I was like, yes. Tell me all the things I've never heard about. Like, oh my God, yes, call me Helena of Troy. What the
yes.
fuck? Yes.
And then Googling Helena of Troy backstory. Like, what?
Yes. And then it was like, ooh, okay.
That's kind of hot. Yes.
That's kind of hot. It was the best compliment I've ever received.
Yeah.
No, but He needs to be smart to a level where I can reflect with him. If he's not reflective, I'm bored.
Yeah. Or
Yeah.
like that moment that he just says something to you and you're like, I'm gonna figure out later if that was hot or not because I don't get it. You have to like
Yes.
Google it first.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's perfect.
No, so I like smartness,
Yeah.
intelligence.
Yes. Do you think that there are a lot of smart people out there? Like, I don't know.
I just know that none of my friends are.
Yeah.
Me?
Me? What? No, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, same. I'm so fucking dumb.
I'm a complete idiot.
Yeah.
Like sometimes
People always assume I'm smart, and I'm like, where?
No, because we know how to behave smart,
Yeah.
you know, and then they figure it out and you're like, wait, you're actually an idiot? And we're like, duh.
No. But we are emotionally very intelligent. Like, we can very
Very,
well figure
very.
out feelings and where they come from and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Another question, like, no, it's not really a question. It's more something that I do when I meet like boys or people I might be interested in. So what
Okay.
I do is to figure out if they might be acceptable, I give them the smallest task to decide something for me. And
Ooh.
it's super like it's nothing big, but I'm like, for example, with this one guy that I'm chilling a lot right now, who's just a friend, but I was like, just to try it out, like pick a tea for me. Like
It's like
you
a,
decide which one. Yeah.
yeah, it's like
You decide which
inauguration.
flavor.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I can like I see, okay, how hard is it for him to pick something?
Oh,
And
yes.
like it's just really random things. Or like this other guy wanted to go, like, I don't know, he wanted to go for dinner with me, but then all the restaurants were already closed. So I was like, you decide what we're gonna do instead then.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's perfect. And then you'd like truly see if someone's like capable, like in a sense.
Yeah,
Because that's
because my
like.
best friend, she's like, she has everything planned out. Like when I text her, hey, can we hang out? She's like, yeah, but we have to do this, 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 and this. And I'm like, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just tag along, bro. Yeah.
But what's the question?
It's not really a question. Do you have something like this that when you meet people, you give them like quests, or is there like something small that has to be present in, for you to even consider them
Yes,
being?
my friend, in a sense, like, 'cause I'm a person that like,
Why did you say yes, my friend? Everything you were saying to me, I'm like, yes, my friend.
I'm gonna get my feather and quill and write about it in the moonlights. So I think, 'cause I like to think that I get along, it's super stupid to say, but I get along with a lot of people easily. Like I can chat there and sit there and just talk. But there are few people that truly stick into my life. And I think that what the difference is, what I look for is, that's really hard to pinpoint because I've never really thought about it. But there should be like a level of self-reflectiveness that people are kind of like self-aware, not easily offended, a hint of darkness, but a heart of light. I think like that. That's what I look for. If someone has a good heart, with hints of darkness in them, then I'm like, yes. It's like my color scheme that I'm wearing right now. Like white on the inside, black on the outside. But I can't really explain, like also for love, that what the moments were that I just fell for someone, because I've been in love, I think, three times in total, or maybe four. I don't know if like high school counts, but
Yeah, it does count.
yeah.
Why shouldn't it? Like love
Everything pre-18 is just gone.
is,
Like can't
yeah,
remember it
like
anyway,
it does
so
count.
yeah, it's out. It's like I don't know, there was always like this moment as if time like went really slow and you just realize they're beautiful, you know, and you look at
Yeah.
them and you're like, whoa. And but I can't figure out if falling for someone is a choice or not, but
No, definitely not.
no, right? No.
No, it's not a choice at all. Like my first love, my first boyfriend, like first day, I thought he was such an idiot. Like, I really disliked him. And second day, I was like, I love you.
You're in the car again, like you're waiting. Please text me.
Yeah. And the second guy, like, he just forced me to eat. And I was like, I love you.
Yes, you're telling me what to do again and
Yeah.
again. It's
Yes.
like
And that,
feeding
those were
you.
just the two moments where I was like, I don't know why, but it's there.
Yeah, so if I think about like for in Australia when I fell in love with a guy there, it was like in the TV room, and
Who? Oh, okay.
yeah, without call it saying names,
Yeah.
because
I'm so stupid that I forgot what the fuck.
and the moment was like in a television room, and there was like a soft light coming in, and he was just like writing, and but
Oh,
he
that's
also looked,
beautiful.
yes, it was, and the light was shining on him, and I was like, who are you? Like, what is going on? Because
Yeah.
he didn't look like, maybe I know what. If people surprise me, I think that's a big thing, because I usually have like quite not judgments, but quite quickly an idea of who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And if I'm really wrong, then I'm quite surprised,
You're
and then I'm like
intrigued.
intrigued, yes. And then I'm like,
Yeah.
what is going on here? I'm like shuffle in. Yeah, so that's maybe a big thing for me when people surprise me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yes. We're
Oh, I
like
like that.
mental breakthroughs here. So yes, I think we're almost through our time. Yes, we're quite past over our time. Shall we reflect
Okay,
upon?
because
Yeah.
we can reflect, and then I want to introduce the thing that I want to
Yes.
introduce. Yeah.
Okay, so what
So,
do you, yeah, you do it.
no.
I do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so today in this podcast we talked about our love lives and different stories that like attached to it. I had a lot of fun. This was really cool. We're still testing it out. It's the first episode. We're seeing what works. If the audio is good enough, we're gonna try to get better mics for next week. We talked about how damaged we are and how we also kind of like the damage, but with a good heart. So
Yes.
I don't know. Would you like to
We
add
embrace
anything? Embrace it. Would you like to add anything to the reflection?
it. No, like if we look back at the podcast, we just figured out we're very lovely people. Like we love love. That's what I mean. Not that we're lovely, but we love love. Like we have
Yes.
such magical opinions about
Yes.
love.
And
But
expectations, and that hurts
yeah, it
sometimes.
hurts a lot.
Yes, the world's
No,
not
but
that romantic sometimes.
we love love, but we don't have it. So it's just like, huh,
Oh.
what do we do with all this love?
Yeah. Let it slowly die until we don't recognize ourselves anymore.
Yes.
Perfect.
But now I wanna to help us
Ooh.
find love, I
Ooh.
found something. And maybe you have heard.
What?
Yes, I found
Okay.
something that will help. Like you don't have to go into therapy anymore. I
I'm gonna
found
write it
something.
down. The
Yes.
quest.
So I think I told you about it already one time. It's an app where you manifest something and it will
Oh.
give you a coordinate that you have to travel to. And you
Oh.
manifest something, you travel to this place, you sit down, you self-reflect, you maybe meditate for 10 or 15 minutes, and you see, look around and see what signs does the world like scream at you. And
Wow, that's
with this,
amazing.
it's so cool. It's called Randonautica, something like this.
Okay.
And what I thought what we could do is like you individually go on your quest. I go on my quest because you can set a radius. Like it can be just 5 kilometers and then you just walk in one direction. It can be 50 kilometers. It can be like in the whole country or whatever. So you can just set your own radius. The more you want to travel, the higher the radius. And then maybe next time we can share what we figured out.
That's
Like that
good.
we don't, we're not allowed to talk about it. We're not allowed to send each other videos of where we are or what we found out. But
Okay, that's
next time
perfect.
on the podcast, we talk about it.
Yes, that's a great idea. So you can link it randomly somewhere. This so it's called Random Nautica, and it's an app
Yes.
that gives me the location. I'll just m manifest something. Can you explain manifestation real quick?
Manifestation is just if you think of something really, really intensely to the point where your brain starts believing that it's true. That's manifestation. For example, if I manifest, I really want to find love, then there will be situations where you get tested that you can get it, because then you open yourself up for it. But what I also want to say for this quest, it doesn't have to be love. Like, you can also manifest something else, and we talk about manifestation maybe next week on the podcast, and like our quest and what we figured out. Like, it doesn't have to be love.
But it can be.
It can be, of course.
Yes, I'm just gonna sit there crazily scanning at people like Hingy.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited for this. And what I also
Yes.
thought is
I'm
that
nervous.
maybe you could film yourself walking around a little bit, and also what you
Yeah,
found out, and we
like a
could make
video
like
now.
a quick YouTube video out of this as well if
Yes,
people want to
yeah.
follow us on the quest.
Yes, because for if anyone does step into this, yeah, we're gonna upload the podcast on YouTube and on Anchor, and also we're gonna make a quick highlight
Spotify
reel
and Apple
on
Music and
Spotify and
wherever,
whoever wants us, wherever.
whoever takes us.
Yes,
Same
we'll take it.
with our love life.
Yes, exactly. This is a perfect
By now,
metaphor.
whoever is fine with us, like, just take me.
Yes, exactly. You're already accepted. It's like Greendale College. You're already accepted.
Oh, community.
Yes. Okay, manifestation, and then I'll make a video diary out of it. And that's an amazing quest, and I'm really excited
So
for that.
excited. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so last words until we wrap it up.
I don't know, last words. I'm just really happy that it worked out and that we had so much to talk about. And it's always so nice to
Yes.
talk to you.
Yes, same. It was really nice to talk to you as well.
Yeah.
And I think then I'm gonna end the podcast. Thank you very much for talking. And if anyone ever does care to listen, thank you for listening.
Thank
If
you
you
for listening.
want to give us feedback, we're very sensitive people, so be careful with that. No.
Yeah.
But please share, like, whatever. And yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, Yin and Yang Podcast.
And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Woo. Okay.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so yes, this